Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. You know, turkey season is just around the corner, a matter of weeks now, and I'm getting ready to go turkey hunting. I bet most of you are too. You know, this is the time of year when we get these old shotguns out, assuming we hunt spring turkeys with a shotgun, which most of us do. Sometimes I use a bow. You know, I've killed several gobblers with a bow. But this year, I'm going to be opening the turkey season up with my shotgun. I'll tell you about chokes on shotguns. You know, they're super tight chokes now that you can buy that really, really put that shot pattern in a tight group. Be careful and make sure and pattern that shotgun, especially if you're using, regardless of what you're using, but especially if you're using one of these super tight chokes. I actually missed a couple of turkeys the first year I switched over to a super tight choke, shooting them at close distances. The pattern on those things, check them at, say, 20 yards. This the only way to know for sure is to go ahead and put you a box or a piece of paper up, get back 20 yards and see the density of that pattern. On these super tight chokes, folks, sometimes at 20 yards, that thing's not 6 inches across the group or the pattern of the shotgun. So real, real important to pattern your shotgun at different yardages. I remember the first year that I used it, I went to a real super tight choke. I didn't mean to shoot the turkey at that distance. I thought he was much closer. He was 62 yards. One old gobbler came into my decoy, and he was about to vamoose. He hung up out there and strutted a little bit, and he was beginning to get nervous. He's about to leave, and I really thought he was like 45 yards. Actually, he was 62, I believe. I paced it off a couple of times, and I shot with that super tight choke and dropped that bird, I mean, in his tracks. He didn't even flop, so I was full of confidence with that. Say, wow, I've got a turkey choke now that'll reach out there. Well, I missed two birds up in Oklahoma, eastern turkey, at close range with it, simply because that shot pattern was so small. You know, so definitely if you can get a red dot, you can get aiming devices to put on your shotguns if you're using one of these super tight chokes. Not a bad plan if you that way you can know exactly where to hold. If not, you know, I'm still using a front sight bead. I use a True Glow bead on the front of my shotgun that, you know, it's bright. You can see it really well, but definitely make sure you know exactly where to hold to put that shot group where you want it to be. I'm like most of you. I'm no super turkey hunter, but I've been hunting them here in Texas mostly for about 35 years every spring. I lucky enough usually to get a couple of gobblers every spring, but I just love, there's something about being in the spring woods when it's, you know, when it's coming alive. The greens, the foliage is beginning to turn, and good camo pattern is absolutely a must for spring turkey. Everybody knows what kind of eyesight turkeys have, a very good eyesight. I carry a lightweight mesh material with me. It's probably about 4 foot wide and about 8 foot long. And when I set up to hunt, say I hear a gobbler in the nearby and I have to get hid quick, I'll set up and I'll wrap that around me for added camo. I might have to be setting in the weeds, or you know, you don't always have the perfect place to hide when a gobbler's up close to you. So it's pretty handy. Those things are lightweight, the camo mesh material. And you'd be surprised how well that breaks up your outline. Just take it and set down by a tree or whatever, brush, wrap it around you. Of course, leave your hands where you can get up on the shotgun. Get that shotgun barrel pointed in the direction you hear that gobbler. And I've had them come right up on me and not see me like that. Not to say good camo wouldn't do the same thing, but that mesh definitely does help you out some. Well, folks, we're about out of time for this week's show. Make sure and contact me anytime you would like to through catfishradio.org, catfishradio.org. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, B&B Charcoal, Signature Properties on Lake Fork in East Texas, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.